This amazing grace. Oh, your love that is without measure, oh God. Your love so pure. Oh, so rich, Lord. Father, we say thank you, God. Yes, it is another week. A new week, Lord. You have given us this grace, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you. When we look back, oh Lord, the week that has just passed, oh, we cannot count our blessings. Your hands, oh Lord, of protection over your people, oh God. Father, we say thank you. And this morning, Lord, many mercies you have given to us from far and near, oh God. And here we are gathered together, Lord, at your feet, Lord. Because, Father, you've called us. And we've responded, O God. And even as we've come, Lord, we've come with all humility, Lord, with all reverence, Father, that, Lord Jesus, what you have for us, O God, this day, oh, to take us through the week and even beyond, O God. Oh, help us, Lord Jesus. The Lord, we will receive them, O God, deep into our hearts, Lord. Even as, Father, we commit our Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands to open up for the day, O Lord, commit our children also upstairs into your hands, that, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, oh, will sweep over his word, O God, and prepare us for the word that, Lord, you have for us this day. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God, Richard, bless you. Shall we be seated for a moment? Yeah, for the last 2 weeks, or this is the third time we are on this subject, the third chapter of 2 Peter, which, in fact, is the conclusion of Apostle Peter's epistles. And the purpose of writing this, mainly to we, the believers, amen, because the way how he addressed us, beloved, see. So it was written to we, the believers, who have obtained the same precious faith as them, the apostles, amen. And the Holy Spirit in Peter chose to stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance, amen, of the words that were spoken by the holy prophets. And then they, the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And then he made us to be aware of some of the challenges that we are going to face in these last days. Amen. So he spoke about what? Scoffers that will come. You see, scoffers that will come, and they will cast a lot of what? Doubts upon the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, they will try to let us know that probably we are worshiping something that wouldn't come out with anything, you see. So they will be just, scoffers. They'll be asking, since the fathers fell asleep, you see, all things remain the same, even from creation, the beginning of creation to this time. So what are you waiting for? Why don't you enjoy the pleasures of this world and you die and you go and that's the end of it? No, sir. So Apostle Peter made us to understand that these last days scoffers, they themselves have chosen to be what? To be ignorant of the word of God. Amen. They have chosen to be ignorant about the word of God, the word of God from creation to this day. So they are rather ignorant that this earth that God created will go through what? 3 stages. And the first stage had already come and perished. See, they are ignorant of all these things. See. So God, even in this second stage of the earth that we are living in, this second stage of the world that we are living in, Apostle Peter made us to understand that even this, God has that what? Has kept it in store, reserved unto fire, this very second stage. Because when we look at the reasons why the first stage, the first world perished, let us read that. The reason why it perished said the people were what? They were, the wickedness of man was great on earth. See. And every imagination of their thoughts were, of the thoughts of their hearts was always continually evil. Praise the Lord. That was the reason why the first world was what? Was destroyed. Now, the prophet said, this very second stage that we are in, it has been kept in store and reserved unto fire. And the prophet of this our time, this our age, says that God once shook the earth, but this time he is going to shake both heaven and earth. Amen. So in the first stage, in the first world, God destroyed the earth. Amen. But he said in this second one, it's going to be both heaven and the earth. But the scoffers will tell you, forget it. Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they are till today. Praise the Lord. So, let's turn to the reading of the word. Turning to 2 Peter 3, we read from verse 8. So here, Apostle Peter is admonishing us. Amen. Apostle Peter is admonishing us. 2 Peter 3, 8 to 10. He said, but beloved, God bless you, Apostle Peter. Thank you. Addressing us, beloved. Amen. said, be not ignorant of this one thing. Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is what? Long-suffering to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. See? But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Amen. So you see, heaven and earth will be affected this time. Praise the Lord. 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you for this awareness. And we pray that, Lord, you bring this word to our hearts this morning to keep us in line, waiting for your coming. Amen. Shall we be seated? So this morning, Apostle Peter is reminding us, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, as some have chosen to be willingly ignorant. See? They said, you people, how many years now? How long have you been saying Jesus is coming? Jesus is coming. But here Apostle Peter is telling us that 1,000 years to us here is like one day to God. See it? So to him, it's not a long, it's not something long. Praise the Lord. 1,000 years on earth here is just about one day to him, the eternal God, because we are living in what? A time of our life here is based by what? Time. Amen. But the eternal God, there is no time for him. That's where we'll be going. When we go to his, to him, or when we have gone to the heavens, there wouldn't be 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. No. Praise the Lord. There is no time there. It's eternal. Amen. That's why Apostle Peter is admonishing us that those scoffers that are saying that, how long you people have been saying that Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. Look, 1,000 years to us is just about one day to God, a twinkle of an eye. Amen. And so, Apostle Peter is admonishing us that we should not count something that seems like the delay of the coming of the Lord Jesus, right, as what? Slackness. Don't count it as a slackness. But it's what? It's just grace. Grace. Which is what? God's long suffering. Not towards us, not willing that any of us should perish, but that all should come to what? Repentance. He's still waiting for as many that have not yet accepted Jesus Christ to make what? To make amends. To realize. So it's long suffering of God. That's why he's still waiting. But not that he's what? Slackness. No, it is grace. So, brethren, we are living in a period of what? Grace. Because the reason why God destroyed the first world, that's what we read. It was because of the wickedness of men was so great on earth. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Wickedness. That's why God destroyed the first world, the earth, Noah's day. But now it is worse. Worse than Noah's day. Praise the Lord. Because in this our time, always I've been saying this, we have Noah's day, we have Lot's day. It is a perilous time that we are living in. And then we have what? The Laodicea what? Lukewarm spirit also. Four of them. All in this our time. And so the prophet William Branham said something in the message book. Is this the sign of the end, sir? Jeffersonville, 1962. The prophet said, we are living in one of the most dangerous times of all that ever was since the world began. He said, no prophet, no apostle, never in no time ever lived in such a time as we are living in now. Amen. This is the end. Hallelujah. That's what he said. Amen. Amen. And so, if the evil of this our age is even worse than the first age or the first earth, the first world, Noah's day, is God going to spare this world? The prophet said again in Hebrews message, he said, listen to this. Listen to this. If God doesn't act the same when the same circumstances arise, then God is guilty of being partial to his people. If God doesn't act the same when the same circumstances has arise, then God is guilty for what? Destroying the first Noah's time. Amen. And he said, God's sovereignty. Now let's listen. God's sovereignty demands of him to work in every case like he did in the first case. God's sovereignty demands of him to be what? To be just. To be just. Amen. So if God doesn't act in the same way he did in the first case, if he will act different to the second case, then he acted wrong. When he acted in the first case. Amen. And so, beloved, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Let's take that. He's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is what? Grace. Long suffering to us, Lord, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. This is grace. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we've got to be mindful we do not count the seemingly delay of the coming of the Lord as what slackness, but let us recognize it as what grace to us. Amen. Verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned. Amen. You know, some people have been teaching that it will be a complete annihilation. That means the whole world will be destroyed. Amen. No, sir. Yeah, it is. It is what? The works, the evil that are on the land, that will be what? Destroyed. Because we are coming back here. Praise the Lord. So every sin and anything that is contrary to God has to be what? That's the things that will be destroyed. because we are coming back to what? To live here for 1,000 years. Praise the Lord. Where there would be no sin. Praise God. Even if it is there at all, you cannot, it won't work. Praise the Lord. It will not work. Wouldn't you like to be back here for 1,000 years? Then don't count his, it looks as if the delay as well, slackness. But one thing is that every day, every hour, every minute, every second, be expecting that God can come. Jesus can come at any time. So we got to get ourselves prepared. Remember the 10 virgins. 5 were ready to meet him. While 5, they were also virgins, all right. But because of slackness and all those of things, you see, they didn't prepare. Just took their lamps, never checked whether they've got enough oil. See, let us not be like the foolish virgins. Praise the Lord. And so, we are in verse 10, eh? Yeah, and so that's why the prophet said, God once shook the earth, but this time he will shake the heavens and the earth. Yes. The atmosphere, every evil in the atmosphere, everything will be what? Had to be destroyed to prepare us to come back here. Amen. You know, Jesus confirmed this. He confirmed this in Matthew 24:35. Jesus confirmed it about the heavens and the earth. Have you opened to that place? Give it to us. Matthew 24. 24. Or am I? 35, rather. 24:35. I said, okay, 35. Yeah. So, here it is. Jesus himself has confirmed it, that heavens and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Amen. My brother, my sister, yeah, many people are going to pass away with that world. But if you have the word in you, you will not pass away with that world that will be passed, will be passing away. Amen. That earth that will be passing away, you will not be part of it. As long as Christ is in you. As long as no Christ in you, that means the word is in you. Amen. So, before anything happens, all this passing away, this, that, before it happens, Jesus had already come to catch away his bride. Amen. And the prophet was asking, will you be part of it? The Lord will come as a thief in the night. That means, you know, a thief is coming to your house. Will he call you to tell you, hey, today I'm coming to burgle your house? You get yourself, you go and look for AK-45. Wait, 47, yeah? Even I don't know the name proper. Praise the Lord. It's not part of our weapon, you see. So, so when you just make a mistake on that, no wonder. Amen. AK-47, eh? Yeah. He will not tell you. See, you don't know when a thief will come. That's the way how he said Jesus also will come. See, but we will not be taken what unawares, because we are what prepared at any time that he will come. So we will not be found wanting in any way. Praise the Lord. Verse 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? This is a question to you and to me this morning. Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved. All these our cars and everything will be dissolved. Amen. So seeing that all these things will dissolve, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? This is a question to us. Amen. My brother, my sister, you wouldn't be able to do anything if you don't know who you are. Amen. If you don't know who you are, you wouldn't do anything. Praise God. But as long as you know who you are, amen, you will do accordingly. You will live that life. The life that will what? Will really whisk you out from this earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. You will live that life. The life that is accepted. That when Christ comes, he can what? Take you away. So you will do something about it. See that all these things, what? You will do something about it. But if you don't know who you are, then there is no, they just wake up in the morning and, as long as the day, anything goes. But not the Christian. You wake up, go down on his knees, thank the Lord in prayer, committing his going out and everything, making sure that the Lord will protect him going out and coming in. Amen. Always his heart, his thoughts, everything. Whilst at rest, is focused on what? On the Lord. Amen. So you are doing something. If you don't know who you are, you will never do anything. But we got to know who we are so we could live the life and also exercising. Pastor Andrew phrase here. Amen. See, if you know who you are, you will be what? Living a life and also be exercising the delegated authority that goes with that status. That's a phrase from the pastor. And I've written it down. Yes, if you know who you are, you will be exercising the delegated authority that goes with your status. And we are what? The seed of Abraham. Amen. We are the seed of Abraham. Praise the Lord. And we know how our father Abraham lived. That's the it. A man of faith. A man of faith. A man of patience. A man that always, as long as God has spoken, he said, yes, amen. 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years. He said, amen. The Lord's word, it will come true. 25 good years. He waited. And the Bible says, we must be what? Followers of them, that true faith and patience, they waited and what? They obtained the promise. We must be followers of those people, Abraham. And because he did that, it was counted unto him for what? For righteousness. And he said it wasn't imputed on him alone, but anyone also. See, that will follow the life of what? Abraham, it will be imputed on you also in the word, way of righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we will stop it here. Lord willing, next week we will look at the seed of Abraham. The seed of Abraham. Who, if you are, or I am, one of the seed of Abraham. Praise the Lord. Because you remember, the Jews one time told Jesus Christ that, look, we have our father Abraham. We have our father Abraham. We are the seed of Abraham. Jesus said, I know you are the seed of Abraham, but you plan to kill me because you have the word is not in you. We'll be looking on that next week. So, yes, there was the seed of Abraham, but the thing is, they wanted to kill Jesus. Shall we bow down our heads? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. Lord, how you have led us from our various homes and brought us together here, Lord. We say thank you. And Father, now the service comes to worship and praises, Lord. We want to worship you this morning. We want to lift up your name this morning. We want to praise you, Lord, because you deserve every praise, Lord. Oh, all glory. Oh, you deserve them, Lord. Father, this morning, we want to commit our song leader and the musicians into your hands as they come to lead us, O God, to prepare us, Lord, prepare our hearts, lifting us up into another realm, O God, waiting for your word, O God, this morning. Father, accept our worship and praises this morning. And Lord, as we commit your servant also with the word coming this after, we pray that, Lord, you overshadow him, O God. Knowing the needs of your people, O God, let your word, O Lord, through your servant this morning, as he becomes your mouthpiece, Lord, you will touch the heart of everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. So, Lord, accept our praises and song them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.